things that go up and down like this?
A chain link?
Okay.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, okay. And then there's another kind that they usually paint white that's made out of...
Wicker? Oh, not wicker. Oh, I know what it is, but I can't think of it.
Picket
fence, yeah.
Okay. Let me see. And then, if you're putting up a barbed wire fence, every once in a while you have these vertical things. You call them...
Post.
Okay. And if you might talk about one post, but then a whole bunch of
posts.
Okay. Would you normally articulate it that carefully, posts like that at the end?
Mm-hmm.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I pronounce my words slow. Very slowly, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The country where they just had the earthquake, that's?
China.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to carry water, you'd carry that in a?
A pail, I think. Yeah, or a bucket.
Or a bucket. What's the difference between those two words for you?
A pail and a bucket. A bucket is, when I think of a bucket, I think of something that comes down and has very straight lines. I think of a pail as having curved lines.
Okay.
When I was little, we had a little pail that grandmother kept beside her bed, which she used for a Johnny pot, they called it. And when I think of pail, I think of that, but when I think of bucket, I think of something galvanized with straight lines and all.
Okay. What if it were made out of wood? What would you call it then?
Probably a barrel or maybe a bucket.
Okay. What if it were made out of plastic?
It would be a bucket.
Okay.
A plastic bucket.
Okay. Let me see. The thing you fry eggs in, that's a...
Skillet.
Skillet. What other words would you use for that?
Frying pan.
What about if it's got little feet on it, like that? Sometimes they have them with three little feet on them and a big long handle. You know what that is?
No.
Okay. So a great big black kind of thing like this, heavy iron thing that they used to keep out in the yard to wash clothes in?
Yeah. I call it a big iron kettle.
Okay. What about a smaller one that you might have in the house to cook soup in?
I call it a kettle also.
Okay. And then a kind of container that you might put, if you wanted to grow some flowers or a plant, you'd put that in a what?
A flower pot.
Okay. And then if you had had cut flowers, you'd put that in a
vase.
Okay. And then the eating utensils that you might put around a table or around each place setting at a table.
Yeah.
Those would be what?
Knife, fork, and spoon.
Okay. And if you were having steak, you'd have to put out a set of steak.
Steak knives.
Okay. And if the dishes are all dirty, you'd say, I have to...
Wash the dishes.
Okay. And then if a woman washes the dishes, after she washes them, then she has to, then she...
Rinse them.
Okay.
Oh, you mean rinse and dry.
Okay. Let me see. And what do you turn on at the water pipe at the kitchen sink?
Spigot.
Spigot, okay. Mm-hmm. If it's in the bathroom, do you still call it a spigot?
Yeah.
Okay. What if it's outside the house?
It's a spigot.
Okay. What if it's the thing that the fire department comes and attaches its hose to?
I'd call that a fire plug. Also in the house, I'd call it a faucet.
Okay, when would you call it a faucet?
Probably in the kitchen, it would be a faucet.
Okay.
In the bathroom, it would probably be a faucet. Outside, it would be a spigot.
Okay, okay. But you would sometimes use spigot inside, too?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
If I was in a hurry.
Would it make any difference what it looked like or what it was made out of or anything?
Well, these new one-handle deals, to me,